Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Hey Riddle Riddle Chatterbox. And by popular demand, we are joined by the one and only Audio Daddy himself, Casey Tony. Casey Tony, welcome to your first Chatterbox.
Thank you. Thank you. I found out 5 minutes before we started that I was on this one.
So his voice is not warmed up.
My voice is not warmed up. I don't have my face on. I'm not in my Sunday best.
Casey, you should be doing your vocal warm-ups. When you come to work, you should be prepared to work. Does that make sense? If you have time to clean, you have time to clean, Casey Tony.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready?
There was a period when I worked at the Toledo Zoo as a narrator on the train.
I'm sorry,
went around
you
the
what?
African savanna.
Excuse me, so
and did
sorry.
Tour guides
so
for
sorry.
The polar bear exhibit.
Coming in hot with a fun fact.
That's a sleepo stop.
There was a point like early on in that job where I was really serious about it. And I would do warm-ups in the morning. You know, articulation exercises and lip trills and shit like that. And then eventually I was like, dude, these fuckers don't tip. They can get my laziest, sloppiest enunciation.
Yeah.
And that's your sort of these colors don't run.
these
fuckers don't tip.
These fuckers don't tip.
Casey, can you give us a little bit of your script from that? Can you give us what the experience would be? We are a bunch of people who don't tip.
It's been like legitimately like 10 years. So let me see.
I'm a Toledoan. Pass the rice cakes.
Okay, hold on. Let me just update my brain with some really outdated concepts of race, and I am ready. I am a Toledoan.
Oh, let me see. Okay. I'm second cousins with Drew Carey.
Okay. Toledoan. I'm a libertarian.
Drew Carey is my second cousin, and I am attracted to him.
The government is coming for my guns.
Okay, I'm just trying to visualize the animals on the African savanna.
Okay,
and I'm seeing.
Sure. You're crying, Casey.
Okay, there's the
crocodile tears.
The Maasai giraffe. This is Mowgli. He obviously has an erection right now because that was he was considered like the most fuckboy giraffe in America.
Speaking of erections, my tip is shrinking.
Is this a part of the script?
No, it's a part of the script is avoiding
Casey,
it.
Can we just hear some trills?
Yeah, let's just hear this motherfucker say unique New York for a little while, I guess.
Well, Casey, I didn't know that. Can you tell us more about your jobs that you had before this job?
I mean, that's the most interesting one. Starbucks and JCPenney. Working at JCPenney for one holiday season.
Okay, who's the better boss, JCP or JPC?
Don't lie.
Don't lie, but don't answer.
But the zoo is a fun one.
I actually have something. I have some new business to bring up while Casey is here.
Is it that I'm watching Gold Rush on Discovery Channel and it's awesome? Is that the business?
Is that your business, JVC?
Is it the fact that I have two ear infections? What's the business?
No, Aaron, that's not my business. That has nothing to do with Casey.
That means your ears are talking to each other.
I am here to bring up a point of contention. This is Casey's performance review. This is a little bit of a bone that I have to pick with Mr. Sleepo Tony himself. Aaron, you may know that Adeline, Casey, and I were kind of like a gang. We're a group.
Oh.
We are a community. And we
call
ourselves...
Yeah, you'd go to 4DX movies.
I can't believe
he's... And we call ourselves the Rev Friends. Now...
Rev. He's going to try to fucking use this
Rev Friends.
Oh my God.
Friend being the operative part in that. The other day, Adel texts the Rev Friends group chat and says, would you like to go see a 4DX movie? And Casey, the snake the African Savannah Safari snake Tony responds, I already saw that movie in 4DX. Now, I went back and checked my text messages. I didn't have shit from Casey about an invite to this movie.
Wait, what movie was it?
Same, yeah.
It was Godzilla, the new Godzilla.
Godzilla minus one.
Oh, great, okay.
How apropos Godzilla minus one, because this was Casey minus two.
Yeah. Okay. And so, Casey, I just want to give you kind of an opportunity right now to explain why it is that you saw fit to go see the movie without nary a text message to Adel or I.
I'm going
to
explain that right
now. I'm in a white hot rage because I just found out that there is a group chat that I'm not a part of. And if you guys are funny on that group
Dude,
chat,
you could be in the reference if you were willing to come to 4DX, you would be in that chat.
You could easily be in the chat.
Adel, look at me. You're not being funny in that group chat, right?
Sorry, what? What, ma'am?
You're not being funny in that group chat, right, Adel?
No, it's purely facts. We don't do any bits. We're like, unless Aaron's here, this is just purely for science sake.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't believe you.
Explain your fucking self, Casey.
Okay, and you know what? Just to prove that I'm not, you know, just blowing smoke here, I'm going to use a message I sent in this conversation as my reason for why I didn't invite Adel and JPC to see this movie in 4DX.
I can't wait to hear this shit.
What I want to know is at what age does shaken baby syndrome not apply anymore? Because that is the day we got to initiate our new youngest member.
Rev Friends and Family. Bullshit. I knew you were going to pull this bullshit. So because I had a baby 2 days earlier, you did not invite me to a 4DX movie. Is this what's happening? You fucking snake. You safari talking snake. That's bullshit.
This giraffe with a boner over here.
You don't think my baby wants me to be happy, Casey Tony?
And the best part about who JPC is as a person is no one knows if he's joking or if it's real. But this is actually real. And it's real.
I'm really upset.
Still a better boss than JCPenney.
I'm really upset, Casey. I thought we were better friends than that. My heart breaks. My heart breaks. But it's broken now. So it's like, what am I going to do with a broken heart?
Go see Godzilla in 4DX, I guess.
I guess I'll try to raise my baby the best I can with a broken heart, Casey. I don't know how that'll work out. They might end up kind of mean to the world, so that might be on you.
Oh, God. Why do you think you turned out so mean? Well, my dad, 2 days after I was born, he was in the Rev Friends. I guess not really friends anymore, but he got left out.
Now, are you sure it wasn't just because of who your dad is? And kind of how he acts.
No.
I heard he was very kind and normal before that event.
Are you familiar with history's greatest snake, Casey Tony? He plays a pivotal role in the story of my downward spiral.
Oh, there's that mural of him in the graveyard, right?
JPC, the fact that you just so casually mentioned that you had a baby, I was thinking, what if we also convinced people that this is your third baby?
I'll cut this conversation from the podcast.
What if we were like, JPC finally had his third kid? I bet we could convince people.
I can finally rest.
You're so good at keeping secrets.
Well, the other two were old enough to help raise it because they're in college.
Yeah.
What if it turned out Aaron and I were JPC's kids?
Wow. I'll tell you what, if Casey turned out to be one of my kids, I would fucking turn myself into Child Protective Services because I did not raise them right, because I raised them without manners, apparently.
We have JPC, his baby, and I have a meeting coming up January 2nd. So we are going to discuss kind of what went down, what Casey's standing is going into the new year with the Rev Friends. Aaron, there might be an open opportunity.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I will put my name into the hat with your baby to see who would be a great Casey replacement.
Oh, sorry. Give me your name directly. If you put it in the hat.
I can't put it in the hat?
Add a hat. Out of hat, out of mind. In the hat, out of mind. Let me, just to defend myself a little bit, or prove my case, Aaron, here's some of the texts that we send in the reference.
Great.
Can you believe Aaron today?
Oh, he knew exactly what to say.
That's one
example.
He knew
how to hurt me.
That's one example.
He knew where the button to hurt me was, and he pressed it.
Well, read the next text, the next one where you say she looked so lovely with...
Okay, so I'm sorry, I didn't finish this.
Yep.
Can you believe Aaron today? I know. What was
what a bitch.
Wait, are you on the thread here? Oh, no. Guys?
Guys, actually, there today? Oh, guys, I'm sick. And the response, who?
Who? Okay, you can't be too funny because I just started laughing and then I gagged. So everybody just oh, be hell cool
yeah.
today.
Yeah, we'll try yeah. to keep it. We'll try to keep it PG.
Aaron, let me finish. Here it is.
Okay.
Can you believe Aaron today? I know. Oh, my God. What a two-faced bitch. Right? Him and Heath Ledger were ultimate villains in our 40X screening of Batman Begins. Yeah, but
Aaron
Heath Ledger
Eckhart.
Stole the show. See? We watched Batman
Dark
Begins.
Knight.
Or Dark Knight, I'm sorry. Whoops.
You could tell. You could tell in Batman Begins, Aaron Eckhart was going to fucking... He
you
was a
tell.
Villain. You
they
could
said, tell. They said mm-hmm. the scene.
It's all there. It's on the page.
JPC, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
How does it feel being a father?
It's like the same, but sleepier.
Okay. Because yeah, before you were a little shit, and now you're a father.
And now I clean little shits yeah. six or seven times a day.
Clean little shits like you for breakfast.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.